Numbers chapter 24. When Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to bless Israel, he did not go as at the other times to use sorcery. Instead, he looked toward the wilderness. Balaam raised his eyes and saw that Israel was camped, each in their own tribe, and the Spirit of God came on him. He received this prophecy and said, "This is the declaration of Balaam, son of Beor, the declaration of the man whose eyes are wide open, the declaration of the one who hears the words of God, who sees a vision from the Almighty, who bows down with his eyes open. How delightful are your tents, Jacob, the place where you live, Israel. Like valleys they spread out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by Yahweh, like cedars beside the waters. Water will flow from their buckets, and their seed will have abundant water. Their king will be greater than Agag, and their kingdom will be honored. God will bring him out of Egypt. He will have strength like a wild ox. He will eat up the nations who fight against him. He will break their bones to pieces. He will shoot them with his arrows. He crouches down like a lion, like a lioness. Who dares disturb him? May everyone who blesses him be blessed. May everyone who curses him be cursed." Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he struck his hands together in anger. Balak said to Balaam, "I called you to curse my enemies, but look, you have blessed them three times. So flee home now. I said I would greatly reward you, but Yahweh has kept you from getting any reward." Then Balaam replied to Balak, "I said to the messengers that you sent to me, even if Balak gave me his palace full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond Yahweh's word, and anything bad or good, or anything at all that I might want to do. I can say only what Yahweh tells me to say. Did I not say this to them? So now, look, I will go back to my people. But first, let me advise you about what this people will do to your people in the days ahead." Balaam began this prophecy. He said, "This is the declaration of Balaam, son of Beor, the declaration of the man whose eyes are wide open. This is the declaration of someone who hears words from God, who has knowledge from the Most High, who sees visions from the Almighty, who bows down with open eyes. I see him, but he is not here now. I look at him, but he is not near. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. He will shatter Moab's leaders and destroy all the descendants of Seth. Then Edom will become a possession of Israel, and Seir will also become their possession, enemies of Israel, whom Israel will conquer with force. Out of Jacob, a king will come who will have dominion, and he will destroy the survivors of their city." Then Balaam looked at Amalek and began his prophecy. He said, "Amalek was once the greatest of nations, but his end will be eternal destruction." Then Balaam looked toward the Kenites and began his prophecy. He said, "The place where you live is strong, and your nest is in the rocks. Nevertheless, you Kenites will be consumed by fire when Assyria carries you away captive." Then Balaam began his final prophecy. He said, "Woe! Who will survive when God does this? Ships will come from the coast of Cyprus. They will attack Assyria and will conquer Eber, but they too will end in destruction." Then Balaam got up and left. He returned to his home, and Balak also went away.